Welcome back to Rockstock Channel. It is Thursday, April 11th, 11 a.m., and we're very happy to have back my good friend, Jonathan Buick of Champion Electric Metals. We had you on, I think, two times already, Jonathan, once a few months ago, and also featured in our Canada Rocks conference last year. You are a James Bay, Quebec spodumene exploration story. Currently, I think 18 million or so Canadian market cap, 2 million cash in the bank. As a reminder, Rodney and me, you know, RK Equity, are strategic advisors to and invested in Champion Electric Metals since around kind of 10 cents last year. It's now been around 6 cents. So one of those, victims of the current lithium bear market. But you had some news this week, so we wanted you to go through that and just update us on what's going to come up in the next kind of couple of months. But as a reminder, if you like this video, please like and subscribe to Rockstock Channel. This interview will be summarized in our upcoming Lithium Bull. If you want to get that to your email box, please register your email at rkequity.com. Jonathan and Champion Electric Metals are present on X at Champion LTHM. The ticker symbol is LTHM.CN on the Canadian Stock Exchange. And it's also listed on the OTC CHELF. So welcome, Jonathan. Just for briefly remind us who you are, what the main thesis is, shareholders and the like, and then Rodney will go and question some of the recent news.
Sure. Thanks for having me again. Nice to see both of you. So Champion Electric, we've got 530 square kilometers up in the James Bay, directly north and contingent to Patriot and the Corvette project. And then on our western flank, we've got Winsome and the Canset project. So we share the same greenstone as both Winsome and Patriot. We believe the opportunity for our shareholders is immediate. We are in our maiden drill program right now, which we had news on April 9th with the photos of our spodumene discovery. It starts at 7 meters below surface with 6 meters of overburden there. So right at surface. We've now rushed those assays to the lab. But before we dive into that, because I guess in terms of who we are, we've got a board who's been involved in multiple transactions in the lithium business, founder and first chairman of Lithium America. We've also got two founders and executives from Neo Lithium, and then another from Lithium One. So we've got lots of lithium industry experience. We know who the players are, we know who the end users are, and most important to any investor, we own roughly 30% of the company, and we write checks with each round of financing. So we're aligned with the shareholder. So that's us in an essence in terms of Champion Electric, and we're excited about what 2024 holds in front of us.
Okay, great. Jonathan, just before we get into those drill results, can you just give the listeners a sort of sense of your 2023 program and the build-up? Because there was quite a lot of extensive work. I know, you know, the buyers were a hassle, and then you got back out there. Just if you can give a lead up on your program in 2023, you know, building up to your drill program this year.
Sure. Even though we were impacted with delays due to the forest fires in the area, we did lose 11 weeks. We still accomplished a great deal. But last year, our final acquisition happened in May. And so having boots on the ground immediately while that was happening and then evacuated the fires, we were very aggressive in terms of trying to gather data. You know, our job is to remove risk for the shareholder. So we did multiple airborne programs. We did sampling. We did mapping. The big learning was as we layered that data, we then did an extensive till program at wide spacing across the property. And during those till samples is when we discovered the spodumene boulders as well as the spodumene crystals. And the program that kicked off in January this year was to do gravity in and around where we had the spodumene boulder discovery in the tills. And then we did that. We saw a gravity low that looked like structurally would be a good place for the pegmatites to be present. And the culmination of that was a drill program that we kicked off in the middle of March that is now nearing completion. The goal of that program was to see if we could find that undercover pegmatite. We now believe we have at least one, with the drill hole number 7 going through 19.1 meters of spodumene, again, starting at 7 meters below surface. So we think it's been a resounding success without the assays. We've rushed the assays, but we expect that to still be 2 weeks out. Right now we are planning a very robust and aggressive spring and summer program. Our intention is to come back in with the drill, but also because we've only had one season and the size of our land package, you know, 503 square kilometers, we've got a lot of work still to do. A lot of data still be captured. And what we've seen from the success of this initial program is that with the data we've gathered last year and that we were able to pull from historic reports, there is at least another 5 targets across our property currently that match the same type of data that we drilled right now. And so we think there's an opportunity to do multiple discoveries in this calendar year as well, but to certainly build on what we just announced on the 9th.
So just to be clear, there's a lot of greenstone belts down near Winsome's Cancid, and then you've got more further up with Patriot. Just so that the listeners know, this first program was located where relative to those two?
That's a great question. I should have directed that without being prompted, but if you look at our property map, we have the trans tag and the power lines that go right to the property. Where we were drilling is on the southwest corner of our property that comes up right near where Winsome's property is at Canset. We were 350 meters off of that trans tag road with the drill when we had that intercept. And so we've got the infrastructure right there. So that's amazing for us. The summer season will be a helicopter supported program. But certainly this past winter program was all able to literally drive the truck up and walk out of the truck, which obviously, as you look to advance projects and hopefully lead to mining decisions, that infrastructure will be crucial for us in terms of reducing and lowering our CapEx. But even in drill programs at the initial stage, that's reducing our cost per meter in terms of drilling.
And you mentioned 5 targets, I think. Now, where are those located? Are they around that region?
There's more as we go up to the northeast, and then we also have some in the central part of the property, and then we also on the southeast corner right where the road into Corvette is, that new road that Patriots just spent a significant chunk of change building through our property. Just east of that is another priority target.
And Jonathan, so there's only one can, and Canada is now goose hunting or something, about to kick off on April 20th. So there's a shutdown for about a month.
Yep. We would probably be shut down regardless of the hunt, just because of spring thaw, it gets pretty messy. So you want to have a chance for everything to melt and make its way in through either, you know, absorption or into the water system. So we would be tools down at that time anyway. And what it's going to do is really going to allow us to take the assays, understand the geologic implications of those assays and have our program be even finer and tighter tuned for the spring and summer. But it's going to be a very busy year for Champion.
So when will you likely start drilling again?
Our expectation is we'll have a rig back in the field early June. We'll have our crew mobilizing in end of May with a rig back in early June.
And in terms of permitting for all the targets?
So the permit that we had for the program that's just being completed right now, we've got sister permits like that one, have been submitted. The turnaround time on that first permit was less than 30 days, because they've, again, the Quebec government has prioritized critical metals. So we expect to have the next set of permits, and we're permitting more than one area because of those 5 targets that aren't all in one specific area of the property. We'll be submitting multiple permits, and some have already been submitted, but we're also working through others so that we're not waiting for those as guys are in with boots on the ground.
So that sort of leads me in perfectly to the next one is, you know, Quebec is typically well rated in the Fraser Institute for a mining location. How has your experience been operating in that province?
It has been nothing but exceptional. The communication between the various government agencies has been immediate and quite responsive, and good Q&A back and forth as they see clarity as to what our ambitions are. I would say at the same time, so this past weekend, I sent out 9 letters to the various members within the First Nations, where the territory that we are, to let them know what our ambitions and programs will look like this spring and summer. So we've sent that out to the various Cree Nation, as well as the local tallymen whose property it is that they're hunting and trapping lines that cover across our property. So we want to make sure that all levels of engagement, whether it's community or government, are aware of what Champion's up to. And so that's ongoing as on a almost daily basis, so that type of communication.
And just more broadly, Jonathan, on your ESG initiatives, and I know you've done quite a bit in with the communities and so on, so you really tackled it straight from the start.
As you know, we've got a GoFundMe page now on our website to raise money and awareness for the First Nations, where we've got a couple of initiatives underway with the Cree in terms of supporting some of their programs. We want to try to get them additional sports equipment and some facilities constructed. So we continue to plot that path. I'll be up visiting while the rig's turning. I'm going to go and spend some time in the First Nations and have a chance for them to really understand who we are and our approach. Certainly these are early conversations, and we intend on being a good neighbor, but also being a long-term neighbor. So we want to make sure that they understand and appreciate what our objectives are.
And just, you know, broadly in the region, you know, what we've seen in Western Australia is you've seen, Hancock and getting involved and, really stomping out and defending their territory. Your thoughts on the likelihood that we're going to see some consolidation and maybe some M&A moves from incumbents and possibly even outsiders, you know, in James Bay?
So I happened to be in Australia at the time, last end of October, when the Australian market was ablaze with Azure and Wildcat and some of the activities, in the way that Gina and Hancock Mining and Minerals have come in and made the WA their own personal sandbox, I think has opened up the James Bay to be a more immediate focal point for the chemical companies and the big mining companies. We've certainly seen that. We've had inbound conversations that started last year but have been re-engaged this year. And certainly at PDAC, there was definitely a level of interest from companies that hadn't shown their hand before, knocking on the door, trying to figure out if there was a way for them to participate. So I think, I don't know about M&A as much as maybe strategic investments by bigger companies into juniors. I think certainly the lack of a big mining house in Canada to support us the same way that Australia has with Hancock Mining and MinRes. I guess the last big mining house in Canada would probably have been Inco before it got taken up by Vale. So we don't have that big brother here. So there is a real opportunity, whether it's a foreign entity or a chemical company, to come in and pick the groups that they want to have as almost as exploration arms. And I think that's going to happen this year.
And so your thoughts then are the lithium thesis is intact when dealing with these potential players?
Absolutely, it's intact. And as you know, I would, with my advisors from HARP, my partners in Korea, and is active with a number of the Korean battery groups. They are very active. And there's going to be a more focused approach out of Korea and Japan. We've seen Samsung come into Canada Nickel in Ontario. I think you're going to see more activity in Quebec as well. Obviously, with Ford, EcoPro, and SK announcing their battery plant in Bécancour, I think there's going to be a need to come in to the projects now. They've got the gigafactories and the battery plants planned, but they need to start writing checks into the juniors. And I think that's going to happen this year too.
You also, within Champion, I know we don't raise it because we're all lithium, 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 but you have a cobalt project, and you just give a quick rundown on that.
Sure. So at in the Idaho Cobalt Belt, we've got 3 distinct properties. We had a fourth. We've dropped that just to help us in terms of managing our overhead and attention. The Twin Peaks would be our flagship property. That's a past producer right beside Electra Battery Metals. We do have drill-ready targets there. We realize that our shareholder base does not care about cobalt. We think cobalt is still a strategic metal to have. In Idaho itself, we've seen Gervois, who has built the ICO operation and is on care maintenance waiting for better cobalt pricing. They've gotten, I think it's now $28 million from the Department of Defense to advance their feasibility study, as well as look at a cobalt refinery domestically. And last week, Perpetua, which has the Stibnite, which is a gold project, but it also has large antimony, the U.S. Import-Export Bank has put a funding package of up to $1.8 billion in front of them. Now, there's no guarantee that that package will be put together, but the fact that that type of money is coming into Idaho tells me that there's a strategic nature and why it makes sense for us to continue to hold those assets. We will not be spending money on a drill program this calendar year in Idaho, but we are still continuing to advance conversations around that, where potentially we could even have a big brother come in and spend the money for us and do an earn-in JV situation there. But Idaho is open for business. I'm going to be in Washington again at the end of this month, meeting with some congressmen and senators, because we think there's an ability to access off-balance sheet funding, whether it's for our James Bay project in Quebec, but also for the Idaho cobalt. We think there's reasons to have those conversations continue.
And that brings us to the cash balance, your thoughts on burn rate and when you'll need.
So we're $2 million currently in the bank. We've turned down charitable flow through and flow through in first quarter. We want to be selective in terms of the type of money that we bring in and from who. And traditional flow through typically comes with a quick expiry, and we just don't want to be having to manage somebody exiting that didn't invest for the theme of what we're pursuing. So we will be selective in terms of what type of capital. We also, as insiders, would like to, if we don't like the terms of finance, we'll finance more ourselves. But out of the phone calls and meetings that we've had with the larger entities, part of our conversation is, you know, if you're interested in being involved with Champion, maybe that starts with a private placement at a premium. Let's have we've termed it a get to know you financing. So we think there's a possibility for that method of financing. We also have warrants that are near in the money. My hope is that with drill results that we think will be monumental for the company in the coming weeks, we'll see that share price reflect a proper valuation and have those warrants in the money. And those warrants are held by insiders and close associates to the company. So there are various methods to finance. Our current capital will get us through into the fall, depending on how aggressive we are, obviously, with our spring summer program. But there has been financing offered. We've just held off at this to this point.
Okay, great. So the story between now and your potential need for, you know, some next capital is just more assays coming from labs, more drilling, and assay is now April. So watch this space the remainder of this month, May, June, July. Hopefully we'll have some hits that look like Winsome's among their greatest hits. I think we have to come up with a greatest hits album, for Winsome. Patriot, they're looking pretty good. But the whole thesis for Champion since we've been involved with the company has been closeology and great management. And it took a year of Winsome, doing the groundwork before they actually put the first drill bit in, and they made a discovery at Adena. And that's what the bet for Champion is. You're in the right zip code. You've done a lot of the work. And finally, the drills are turning after, not your fault, fires last year and other things slowed you down. So hopefully you'll hit, and hopefully the lithium price sentiment or lithium price will continue to rise a little bit, and improve sentiment will continue, and you'll get the benefit, of that. So Jonathan, thank you very much for this quick update, and we will be watching closely to see LTHM. Remember everyone, nothing you're hearing here is investment advice. Please do your own research. This is, high risk exploration speculation, but we play some bets here. Take care.
Get the jockey, not the horse.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Take care.
Thank you, Howard. Thank you, Rodney. Good to see you both.
All right.